Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Right now, I do want to go to something that D'Amico said last time he met with the media. D'Amico was asked about, you know, does he pay attention to what's going on around him? Mm-hmm. The other teams in division, the division, Jacksonville and Indianapolis, obviously with a better record and with the potential of running away with the division even this early. He was asked about that, and here's what D'Amico had to say.
That doesn't creep into my mind at all about where the other AFC teams are, what their record is. It's still early in the season, right? A lot of teams had a lot of really good starts to the season, but we all know, and that's our focus, is all about how you finish the season. It's all about how your team grows throughout the season. Just because you have a great start doesn't mean it's going to be a great finish. It's just continuing to work, control what you can control, and you truly focus on one game at a time. That's all that matters. Can't focus on what the other teams are doing, the outcome of their games. It really doesn't matter, right? It has nothing to do with how you go and play, how you go and prepare. You don't do anything different because other teams are where they are record-wise. It's truly focusing on us and getting better.
I love my coach having that mentality, obviously, right? I mean, anything other than that, you would worry about, man, what is he, how confident is he in what they're doing. I do wonder. I think this is the hardest, the most difficult thing, challenge, if you will, for the Texans this year is you've already dug a little bit of a hole,
yep.
Right? And if we're taking this approach of the process over results kind of deal, you know, the question is how long do we keep this song and dance up? Right? And by the way, I want D'Amico Ryans to say what he said. I just wonder at what point in the season do you start worrying about, hey, man, Indianapolis is the best team in the AFC right now. Indianapolis got a chance to run away with this thing. Our dynamic changes a bit. And here's where I want to go with it, B. Scott, is I think obviously it's a big challenge. If you dig a hole, digging your way out of it is it takes a lot more energy and effort than if you play good ball consistently, right? Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing for me, when I take that and bring it to this Seattle game, you know, they are big, worry about us, worry about our process, do your job kind of squad. And when I watch what they've done against lesser opponents, which is run the football, establish the run, protect the quarterback, the penalties have been down. We've talked about it multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, I do wonder, B. Scott, in this light of when you are so committed to a process and believing you can do something one way and you – run up against a good opponent, not having a plan to counterpunch.
Yeah.
Not having a plan to that's what I worry about with a young offensive coordinator in Nick Caley in a game like this, is being so, like what D'Amico said, just put the blinders on and you worry about us. Well, if the plan is, and we've heard D'Amico talk about it, if the plan is, hey, you put the blinders on and worry about us and we're going to go run the football and we're going to go, you know, protect the quarterback and we're going to go play penalty free. Well, what's going to happen if that doesn't? Because what we've seen is that doesn't always go according to plan.
Yeah, so it is interesting how differently we're all approaching sort of the same subject here, because D'Amico, where D'Amico's coming from it and from where we're coming from it is two totally different places. Like, he's kind of has to be one track minded in this way. That's why it's interesting, the dynamic. And it was Jonathan Alexander of the Houston Chronicle who asked that question. Hey, do y'all take any comfort in what's going on around you, or does that help you kind of in your approach? I'm paraphrasing, of course, but that's a lot for media, fans, pundits to kind of do the math, kind of what we were just doing, talking about whether it's a must-win game earlier in the show. That's kind of for us, especially early on in the season. For them, they do have to be one-track minded in this way, especially early on in the season. Like, I would have a tough time believing what D'Amico is saying there if he was to say that, let's say, in week 12, 13, 14, after you got a lot of the evidence, a lot of the record has been had, and it does become much more of a numbers game than it is earlier on in the season. But yeah, man, I think that is as far as like the process over results, but like we're still in that phase. And I think that this game going into Monday night is going to be a big indication of that, or an indicator of that, of like, and I think I mentioned this to y'all before the show, but I'm real intrigued by the chess match. Never mind what happens on Sunday before this game, mind you, but the chess match between D'Amico Ryans and Clint Kubiak. Yep. The chess match between a first-year offensive coordinator in Nick Caley and an experienced defensive guy in Mike McDonald, right? Like, out of the play callers, out of the offensive and defensive minds in this game, if you're from Houston, you do have the least experienced and least accomplished of them all, right? Like, Mike McDonald's done enough to get that job. D'Amico Ryans has his pelts on the wall, right? Yep. Clint Kubiak is a well-respected, and certainly what they've done up leading up to this point kind of gives you a good sense for what they're about. Obviously, the last couple of games have looked good on Nick Caley's part. I thought last game was a really good Nick Caley game, but he's the most unproven guy. They got to focus on the process and figuring out themselves and all of that, kind of figuring out their exact identity.
Yeah.
I think that's important for them and where they're coming from, even if for us we're looking at it like, hey, man, you got to win this game. Hey, man, if you lose this game and the other teams win, it's like I said earlier, it's all that more of an uphill battle.
Yeah, the interesting part of it to me is the – are we – you know, when I say interesting, the concern, let's be honest, what it is Nick Caley's youth and inexperience of, boy, 2 weeks in a row we had some success, so we're going to go in here guns a-blazing on with that same – and not have – like in this game, for instance, I tell you, in this game, I don't believe that there's going to be six guys catching balls. I believe you're going to lean heavily into Nico Collins.
Yep.
And if the plan going is we're going to run this football, we're going to establish the run, we're going to spread it around, we're going to let wherever the read takes us, the progression takes us, is who's going to get touches. There better be some kind of part of that process right now. Better be, hey man, there's a Nico package where we move him around and do some different things.
Well,
that's more of what I'm at. Like, at what point do you start going, hey, we got to do some things a little bit differently?
Yeah.
To make sure. And I'm not saying now's the time. By the way, I'm not saying you won two games in a row. Now's the time to go all in and go full speed ahead with what you've done and see if it translates to Seattle, a better football team. But I'm saying you better have, if that first round of that boxing match don't go well, that process better have some adjustments for you to get Nico the ball.
Well, remember earlier when
Woody Marks the ball, Dalton Schultz the ball.
Whoever. Yeah, Dalton Schultz, that's a good example. I think, you know, I think the earlier show In the Loop was talking about, I want to say they even led their show with this, about how vulnerable Seattle could be in zone coverage and how Nico Collins, if not the best, certainly one of the best as a zone beater.
Yeah.
Now, we know he can be a man beater as well. But finding the soft spots in the zone, obviously Dalton Schultz, your top pass-catching tight end, is going to play a major factor into that. Christian Kirk, your slot guy, could play a major factor into that. But in terms of narrative shifting, this is something that I got at earlier on in the show. This is also one, I think, for maybe not shifting, but establishing the narrative for a Nick Caley versus what he came in here to replace. Like, one of the criticisms of Bobby Slowick was, hey, when it was going good, it was going great. But when it was time to adjust, when it was time to do something different, what you thought was working all of a sudden wasn't, you didn't have the answer. And that could very well be what this type of game is, a Nick Caley adjustment game, both – from the bye week and game plan and in game. If what you thought was going to work all of a sudden doesn't work in a raucous environment on the road, Seattle, we know kind of what the story is there. How do you adjust in the moment? So seeing what Nick Caley can do in that regard is going to be a big part of this game for me. Observing that, monitoring that, and then how you feel about your offensive coordinator. Yep. Win or lose after this game is over.
Yeah, win or lose, this is one of them games you get good and excited about, man. This is going to be a real challenge for the Texans. And man, if they can take that step, it's going to be – I mean, you almost forget about them, the 0-3. You almost forget about that if you can take the show on the road and beat a Seattle Seahawks football team that on both sides of the football – is doing some really good things, some of the best in the league on both sides of the football. Let's shift gears real quick. Thinking about there's a game tonight, Thursday night, and I think that just in watching and listening to everybody talk about this Pittsburgh.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Cincinnati game. Boy, I tell you, it's blatantly obvious. This ain't the worst division in football anymore, is it?
Man,
AFC South thing.
Hey, it's gotta be the North, right?
The Steelers can legit lock up the division tonight. I mean, not obviously by the numbers.
And did you
they will have a 4-game lead over the entire division if they win tonight.
But think about that. Out of all of the teams, and I guess maybe other than the Browns, it probably would have gone somewhere between like Baltimore, Cincinnati, Steelers, Browns. Baltimore's probably the team that you were expecting.
Yeah.
But them falling to the bottom has really flipped this division upside down, because none of the other teams really feel like they got it together.
Yeah.
And for the Steelers, led by Aaron Rodgers, to feel like the most stable team of them all, when that was probably one of the ones that you had the most questions about, like you probably didn't have much faith in the Browns anyway, because they were doing some kind of weird thing with the quarterback position, right?
Right.
But out of the other teams, the other three teams, you're like, oh, okay, well, if Joe Burrow's healthy, we got to take the Bengals seriously. Oh, the Ravens are the Ravens, so of course we're going to take them serious. For it to be the Steelers out of that group, to be the one to emerge, yeah, man, it's one of the surprise. Well, I would say one of the surprises of the NFL season so far would have to be how underwhelming the AFC North is, and how good the AFC South has turned out to be, especially with Daniel Jones and that story that's happening in Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Astros division seems to have gotten better. The Texans division seems to have gotten better. Maybe it looks like them days of surviving in a weak division may have come to an end. At least it appears it has here with the Texans for damn sure.
The North, how about this, Clint? Only the Steelers have a winning record. Okay, so they're leading the division with a 4-1 record. Everybody else got a losing record in that division.
Yep.
They're the only team in the division. Now, the Texans have a losing record too, but they also have a positive point differential because they blew out some bad teams. The Steelers are the only team in the AFC North with even a positive point differential.
Yeah.
Everybody else is negative 50, negative 64, negative 80. Like, it is poo-poo over there in AFC North.
Well, I knew, obviously you lose Lamar, you're not going to be that good of a football team. Not as good a football team. You lose Joe Burrow. I mean, two of the best quarterbacks that the game has right now have gone out. But good gosh, to fall to a point where literally Pittsburgh can be 4 games up in the division.
Yeah. Right now, in the South, it seems like the only for sure – bad team is the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
And then they're the only team with a negative point differential along that same line.
Let's hope that's the case.
In the North, the only good team apparently is a possible good team is Pittsburgh.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.